Come on, Yankees fan. What's going on over there?
About what Chris say, the curse is over. And you know what I should have said? You know what I should have said last podcast that I was sleeping on? This nigga said we shouldn't be, it start with the football team. Like, it has to be the football team for the curse to be over. Nigga, it's called the Georgia Sports Curse, nigga. It don't mean it's just football. Nigga, the curse is over, nigga. We good. And we back, baby. Yeah! Facts and Cap Podcast, episode 68.
Episode motherfucking 68.
We in this motherfucking building, I know that.
South of the Braves, I guess.
Yeah, we got the
beast. You got, bro?
I guess. Hey, listen, you know, like,
to the Braves. I ain't got no smoke with the Braves, man.
Yeah, man, we take this dub.
A few decades ago, I'm good. So,
as long as the Yankees don't win, shit, I'm cool.
You said what?
As long as the Yankees don't win.
You've been cool for a minute, man. Shit, we've been struggling, but shouts out to Atlanta.
Hey, man, I'll take the W.
City, bro.
I take the W gracefully. You know what I'm saying?
Shouts out to the underdog. Nobody spending on no man. Yeah. Sports. That's why you cheer.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I got a little nervous, though. When it got to 3-2, I was like, oh, shit.
Here we go.
We about to fade into the black. Hey, I ain't even gonna lie.
One thing ain't over till it's over. It was up 6-0. I was like,
I was like, hey, if they blow that 6-0, it's like,
hey, we got just Atlanta residents, period. We all got fucking PTSD. Niggas is like, it ain't over till it's over. Cause last time, we was up
4-0.
And them niggas, I looked up, I woke up the next day and they had 9. It was like 9-4. I'm like, oh, man.
I'll take it one inning.
Yeah, that shit crazy. Hey.
Shout out to all the strippers.
Move up a little close to the mic, bro. Yeah, but, you know, hey, big shout out to, before we get started, I just finally hit 100-something followers on YouTube for my reaction page, so I appreciate everybody.
Follow, subscribe.
Yeah, I appreciate everybody. Big Just Reactions. So, of course, we're going to start off on this Kanye. So, Kanye, he done made his way to Drink Champs, man. I don't know how they secured that one, but shout out to Nori. And what's the DJ name?
FM.
And DJ FM, man. You know what I'm saying? That's a big move right there. And they got uncut, unfiltered, drunk Kanye. So, hey, man, you know. And so I wrote down a couple things because it was so much. He went over so many topics. He dissed so many people. I had to
was write. Was that raw?
Yeah, it was raw.
I couldn't listen to the whole thing. I ain't had 2.5 hours to listen.
I feel you. I ain't listen to the whole thing either. But, you know, I wrote down what I did listen to. So, he talked about Drake, Big Sean, and Just Blaze. Those are the three I wanted to copy. So we'll talk about Drake first. So he was just saying, like, how, you know, Drake doesn't diss you like straight on the track. Like, he's not gonna say your name. He said Drake likes to play his psychological games, where he was talking about how basically he moves down the street from you. 5 houses down, he basically insinuates that he fucked your wife, but he never really fucked your wife. But he have you thinking in the back of your head, like, damn. Like, he said, I'd rather you say you fucked my wife, but, like, he kind of got you in limbo, like, damn, did he really fuck my wife type shit? He DMs, like, everybody around you, like, your friends' wives, like, you know, like, that's the type of psychological warfare that he played, you know what I'm saying? And he also said that he looks his rap kind of like, he said it's a professional thing. Like, it's not, or he kind of was saying, like, it's kind of like WWE, basically. He said, at least their rap beef, him and Drake. He said, nobody's going to do anything to each other. And then lastly, he justified putting out Drake's address by saying that everybody in Canada already had his address. And that basically, it's kind of like a monument at this point, his house. So he put that out there just, like, knowing that everybody already knew it. So are we going for the things that he's saying? You said what?
Like psychological warfare? Like,
yeah, exactly.
I think what he said was true. I mean, shit. It sounded like facts.
Yeah, that's what smart people do to avoid accountability. They speak facts. They just do half truths. They don't say the whole part. They just... It's a way of manipulating it. You say everything what Drake did, but what about what he did?
Exactly what I was about to say next. did he go on to what he said, or he just left it?
No, there. First of all, if you're looking for accountability in this interview,
you ain't gonna find that. He tried to justify it by saying it's Mike Tyson. He was Mike Tyson, like how Evander was headbutting him and doing illegal shots, so a referee do nothing, so he bit him. So he's saying, that's me. I bet. That's the only type of justification he did.
He's trying to say Drake does things behind the scenes.
But, like, he started the whole thing from what I've seen. What's that DJ Khaled song Drake had? Something free. Fuck you for free. And then he won the whole rant. Drake is like, bro, we just in the studio. I'm just writing your whole shit. Like, what's up? Dissing me. And then he kind of distanced himself. And that's how that shit started. Before that, nobody had no smoke with each other.
Yeah.
So, I love Kanye. He's still my favorite artist of all time, but, like, he is who he is, bro. Because of that Gemini shit.
Yeah.
He's just out there. What you think, Brandon?
Hey, I'm just glad Kanye said something, man. Yeah, how many interviews you get him to actually talk and open up like that? You
know? I ain't really had. Well, I think in interviews he over talks. He just always put his fucking foot in his mouth and say some shit where everybody's offended. I don't think this interview was him offending anybody. I think it was just him
speaking his truth.
Speaking, yeah, he was just rambling. He had that horrible fucking haircut, like the worst haircut I've ever fucking seen in my life. But
the worst,
bro. That shit looked terrible.
That's worse than the Black Ranger.
Oh my god. Second worst then. Right. Second worst. I mean, Kanye just had a whole bunch of plugs cut in his head, like a whole bunch of bald spots and shit.
I think he goes out on a limb to try to do the weirdest, like, ain't nobody gonna do this shit. I'm gonna pull it off. And niggas follow like them shoes.
So as far as Rush Hour. The thing I didn't like about him trying to justify putting Drake Addy out there, like, not everybody knew it. Like, or it might not even been on people's mind, but you had an influence the same way that the people that would just, Drake never even put out your address to your old house, but once people found out where he lived at, they started going up there putting Drake signs and stuff on the lawn and stuff. So it was just kind of like, you got to understand what your influence is. You don't know what. You know, we seen the Pop Smokes. We seen, not saying that, obviously, we know Drake probably shit is secured.
That neighborhood's a little different.
Like Fort Knox. But at the same time, it's just like, if something were to happen, you don't want to be responsible. You don't want that blood on your hands. So I just didn't really agree with that. As far as rap being like WWE, I could agree with that. I don't think nobody thinks that this is going to go for. Now, maybe him and Pusha. But I don't think Kanye and Drake is going to be, like, a super big issue. But I think they are kind of acting like little childish kids, I'll tell you that, when it comes to the beef, you know?
It's entertainment. That's what the rap game is.
That's all it is, you know? So, I don't know. Then he had beef with Big Sean. So, he said... So, when they brought up Big Sean, he said... He went and got a casket, like a fake tombstone, like... somewhere, and he said RIP on it, and he said that basically if he dies he wants his casket to say, well, at least I signed Big Sean on his tombstone. And he said that the worst thing he ever did in life was sign Big Sean.
Damn.
And then Big Sean responded and he said, damn, I just got requested to come to Drink Champs next week, I can't wait to get on there. And then he basically said, like, that shit's crazy because I was just with Kanye after he did the interview on Drink Champs last week. And I didn't hear none of this shit, basically.
Are you surprised?
It's Kanye. And he said the reason that he has real beef with Big Sean, this was kind of crazy to me. This is how you know I feel like you want a yes man. That's really what the issue is. These folks want yes man. He said John Legend and Big Sean are basically dead to him. And he said that's because...
John Legend,
he said because they sided with the Democrats when he was running for president and he changed their lives. And so he basically said he
would fuck with... I knew he didn't fuck with John Legend.
So you got to change your whole political views?
The Big Sean shit, I didn't know.
Yeah,
change your whole political views because Kanye ain't running for president.
That's basically what he's saying. Like, he's basically saying, if you don't side with me, then I don't fuck with you.
See, now that I got a little more context to it, I don't condone it. I don't agree with it. I don't like it. But I think God understand it. Kanye feels like he's responsible for the niggas. So it sounds like
he said, "I know your mom."
Like, I put you all the way on. Like, you supposed to ride with me, regardless.
I don't agree with that.
With something that I feel so passionate about, I can't. He feel like it's a betrayal almost. I don't agree with that. I think he's wrong, but
I'm glad I ain't got friends like that.
I think it's just, yeah, it's weird to me. The thing is, I just like, my thing is, Big Sean, if you gonna come on Drink Champs, I want to hear you get that shit up, nigga. Cause he's off of good music now. He said it. In an interview.
Yeah,
he's off.
He said that right after he put that shit out last week, right?
Yeah, he said that he's off of good music. He said it's just not the same. He said it's no disrespect to them folks, you know what I'm saying? He just said it's not the same. You know, he was already talking about his deal a few months ago. So I'm thinking that that's maybe like some animosity he got, you know what I mean, towards that.
Then I read some shit, the business. I remember Kanye was talking about something, everybody needed to get their masters back. And then somebody commented, this is years ago.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, Big Sean's throwing money. He said, oh, I'm going to give Big Sean his masters. I just seen it today. Big Sean was like, he still owe me money.
Yeah. So.
I always think it's some business to that shit, too.
Yeah.
It's personal.
It's definitely some business wise. And then the last one. And so I had to go, you know, do a quick, you know, jot down. Because he said that Just Blaze, he said on the Blueprint album, he said, I love Just Blaze, but he said, I wrote the first, he said, I produced half of the Blueprint album, and then they got Just Blaze to just come in and copy me, basically with the sound and the beats and stuff, with the production. So, I wanted to fact check that shit. And Kanye produced Takeover, Izzo, Heart of the City, Never Change, right? Those are beautiful songs. Just Blaze produced Girls, 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 You Don't Know, Song Cry, Breathe Easy, Lyrical Exercise. Guess what Kanye produced? Another one Kanye produced. Because I said Just Blaze did Girls, Girls, Girls. Kanye did Girls, Girls, Girls Part 2. So, I mean, I don't know who did what first, but just from the titles, you would think who copied who on that situation. But do we agree with Kanye, or like,
say,
those songs?
One time real fast. What did Kanye do?
Just go. Kanye did Takeover, H to the Izzo, Heart of the City, Never Change, Girls Part 2. Just Blaze did Girls, 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 You Don't Know, Song Cry, and Breathe Easy, Lyrical Exercise.
Timbo was on here too a lot, wasn't he?
Yeah, but he said Just Blaze copied him. I don't think them shit sound the same. Like, I don't think You Don't Know, I don't think Song Cry sounds like Heart of the City. Yeah, Breathe Easy.
That don't even sound like a Kanye beat to me.
Listen, we can't play too much music when we copyright it. But yeah, so I don't know. What do y'all think? I don't think it sounds the same. Just Blaze came on there and said, like, damn, this nigga just asked me to be on the last album. He just asked me last minute, I couldn't be on there. So it was like, damn, everybody kind of getting blindsided. They're like, what the fuck?
I mean, I think those were old. It was old feelings, and he's just bringing it up like, this is how I felt about this person. But when it came time to, you know, put some music together and shit, it's like, I still fuck with you, but he just expressing how he felt then. Yeah. Maybe it's not as deep now, but he probably really felt that way.
I don't. It may not even be deep at all. I don't know. I didn't really get, like, what I'm saying is, I guess maybe off top, not off top, but like, maybe it's not what it is, but you can say somebody did something where it's kind of like, well, you copy me. I ain't got no ill will towards it. So, yeah. And I can just speak. It's stupid because, like, if you don't care about it, why keep bringing it up? Mm-hmm. But
if it's the first time.
Yeah. So, and it's like, yeah, I worked with you last week. So what? What does that mean? I can't, I'm just somebody, I'm doing an interview, somebody brought up some shit, we talk about it. It ain't nothing personal, so I got nothing on that. But Kanye.
That's what I'm saying. I think if that's coming from anybody else but Kanye, then I would feel that way. But I feel like because it's Kanye, I'm not too sure what he meant by that.
I don't know, maybe it's some the beat pattern. I don't know, I ain't no producer, so maybe some shit you gotta know what to look for to know what he copied, but. Yeah. Sonically, it don't sound the same to me.
Yeah. So, let's move on. I ain't really got too much to say about this one, but Brandon and Boosie's thoughts. So, Boosie, the saga continues. Boosie tweeted under a paid in full under a paid in full tweet. I don't know what that was supposed to mean. You know what I'm saying? But basically, what's the girl's name or the transgender person's name? What was it? Let me look on my shit. T Madison. So T Madison was on The Breakfast Club, and she basically called out Boosie's hypocrisy for, you know, talking about he's concerned about the kids, you know, when he's paid for kids, to his own kids and nephews to get fellatio from a grown woman.
He was concerned.
When they were 13, 14. And basically, Boosie tweeted out that he tired of Charlamagne egging this shit on. Because Charlamagne said, basically, I agree with her. He agreed with her. And he's like, we just can't be he's like, the gangster rappers, period, can't be standing on a moral high ground when it comes to sexuality because of the things that they've done. When it comes to the children, like, because of the influences they have. And so Boosie said, I don't know why Charlamagne keep egging this on. Basically, I see what side you on. You on the other side. Blah, blah, blah. What do we think about this, Brandon?
What Boosie's trying to say is...
this nigga's Boosie's PR team.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes he go off the wall, he just... Y'all can't understand what he says. So what he's trying to say is, Charlamagne, like, if you ain't on my side with this shit, just shut the fuck up. This ain't about no gay shit. This is just right versus wrong. And I feel like you on the opposite side of what I'm saying, so you on the wrong side, because what I'm saying is the truth.
So that's...
I ain't homophobic.
So do you think that that's a fair way of thinking?
Yes. If you feel like you're right and what he's saying is true, then shit. I mean,
you feel like you, even if, when you feel like you're right, you feel like everybody else has to shut the fuck up? That's what you just said. I'm asking you.
If you have a valid point and you made it, if you're right, he's just saying, all right,
But you're not making sense. I'm asking you. When you say a point on here, right, everybody else gets to say their side, right? They get to challenge what you're saying. Not on some argument shit, but just discourse, right?
Like, right. Having so a conversation. All I would be saying is, I see what side you're on. You ain't on the same side as I am.
And I said this on my reaction video. That's why I feel like what's wrong with the whole back and forth, period. I feel like, why does it have to be a side picked? Why can't it just be a conversation? Like, if Boosie's really this bothered, he could sit down and actually have conversations with people.
But I'm saying, like, if you're not on the same side as what I'm saying, right? All he said is, all right, I see what side you're on. You think it differently. You have a different opinion. You're not on the same side.
What he said, what Charlamagne said, was the same shit he said to Boosie face? So I don't understand why Boosie is acting so fucking surprised. And he said egging it on when T. Madison literally brought it up herself. He didn't. Charlamagne didn't say nothing.
He kept speaking on it. He could be like, all right.
Yeah.
He didn't have to keep speaking on it. He could have just left this
shit
alone.
But when the fuck did Boosie and Charlamagne become best friends? When the fuck couldn't Charlamagne not do his job? When Charlamagne couldn't do his job?
I'm just saying, that nigga could have said, I guarantee you,
this is another rapper wanting yes men. If Charlamagne would have said, nah, I fuck with Boosie, he'd have been like, thank you, Charlamagne, and he would have posted that clip up all over, and he would have said, these niggas, da 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 da. So, essentially, he's mad because Charlamagne didn't agree with him.
I didn't really take it as he was mad. He was just saying, all right, nigga, I see you. I see what side you on. That's it.
I guess. What you think about it?
There ain't no right answer.
Yeah. That's what I think.
You always have discourse with somebody. Yeah. You have an opinion, and then I have an opinion. But, like, if I say, you know, this might be a little bit extreme, but if I say, oh, I'm against pedophilia, or I'm against murdering, whatever, something that there's no...
gray area.
There's no gray area. You say, nah, I'm not. Or if I'm Crip, I'm Blood. Whatever it is. Now it's like, oh, you an op. You know what I'm saying? Or you're, whatever you're saying, whatever you agree upon to my detriment.
Yeah.
Or I'm for slavery. Whatever the conversation is, right? Now, if you feel so strongly about what you feel, or if you disagree with me, then it's to my detriment. Or if I feel like it's personal, mm-hmm. or if I feel like your voice is loud enough or your influence is, because yeah, you can have your opinion, but if your influence just seems like it's timely, like you're taking the cape to be my adversary in this, whereas like you don't have to.
Do you feel like that's what Charlamagne doing, trying to be his adversary?
I feel like that. Yeah. No, but Boosie may feel like that. Yeah. And in that moment, he may feel like you're doing too much. You already have your pen, but he may feel like you saying like the person that made that comment. He might feel like that's Charlamagne, like Puppet Master. You know, it's your platform. You know what I'm saying? There's other shit. That's all. I'm gonna say, ain't no right answer. That's how you can't tell somebody how they feel.
And I feel like Boosie put it up. That only reason why he put it under that post that he put it under, because he knew a lot of niggas was gonna see that post and he wanted to make sure that nobody missed this.
No,
shit.
I just think Boosie's fucking old and Boosie was scrolling and he wanted to tweet that and fucked up, or he was looking for the fucking T Madison post and put it under the wrong fucking post.
He put the post exactly where he wanted.
Boosie
that
old ass ain't know what the fuck he was doing.
Now niggas had deep dives and paid in full.
Yeah,
his book he was.
Oh, he saw that. He said, oh,
hide the money in the book. They won't find it. A nigga won't find it. He on some other shit.
Man, we spending off. Where are we going from that, though?
Hey, man, R-R-P. I heard. It's been proven now. It's been proven that snitches get stitches, bro. Alpo. Alpo was so.
Rico?
Yeah, man. So, Alpo, you know. Alpo from, you know, paid in full. You know, the movie, but it's a real life situation. Alpo Martinez, Alberto Martinez, you know, used to be friends with Rich Porter, ended up killing his best friend while his best friend was looking for his kidnapped brother. He got multiple shit, 10, 16 bodies, I think. It was like 16 bodies he caught and he snitched. Alpo? Yeah. Or he ordered. He snitched on everybody, you know what I'm saying, to get his time cut. I think he ended up serving like 25 years in jail. He gets out of jail. He's in Maine for protective custody, where he leaves and wants to come back to Harlem.
He was in the streets for a while.
Yeah, he said what?
He was in the streets for a while.
Oh, yeah. It's been like 4 or 5 years. He did an interview to me, which was kind of distasteful, where he literally recounted how he killed Rich Porter, where he dumped the body, where he shot him at. It was, you know, it probably reopened a lot of wounds for some of the people in Harlem. And I guess a couple of days ago, he was at a club. He left the club. Allegedly, they said he got into it with some people. He got in his truck. And he got shot. Now, from the way I seen the bullets, it looked like some people ran up on him. It didn't look like they were shooting from a car, because it was just all in the window. And if you look, whoever shot him knew what the fuck they was doing. Them bullet holes was close. Like, you could tell, like, they had a steady hand. Like, they might train to do this shit. You feel me? Like, they a really good shot. And he ended up trying to drive himself to a police station. Where he crashed, no cap, where he crashed, and then he had multiple IDs on him, and he had heroin on him, and he was throwing the heroin out the window.
He was going out to snitch again, damn.
And, so he's dead, 55 years old. What do we think about this situation? And yes, what do we think about 6ix9ine should learn from this situation? What do we think? Explain.
RIP to the dead. Whatever you want to make that P stand for.
Yeah.
But,
I
just.
Wow. Hey, yeah, I don't know, man. Like, that whole, you know, niggas in Harlem be with the tongue anyway.
So singing like a bird?
Maybe.
The niggas spend a block to go back to singing like a bird. But
I just think, but I don't know, man. It's like it's streets catch up with you eventually,
hey,
right?
If you play a street game, it's a part of the street. Like, you know, if you,
but the first day, it might have been isolated incident.
Could be. I think that just comes back to karma.
Karma's a bitch, but that bitch always gonna find you, bro.
But I also think we don't know what they was arguing about. They could have been arguing about. But you killed my uncle back in the day, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Who knows? You know, I wasn't there.
Only reason I said that because he was out. He was comfortable.
It's his fault. He put himself in that.
Wait, y'all know what he was doing? He was walking up on people who was talking shit about him and making them take pictures with him, like on some real bully type shit. Like, nigga, you say you talk a lot, but then you'll sit around and take this picture with me.
But he was like, yeah. That's what I'm saying. When I say he was moving comfortable in Harlem, like, I don't know if it's just a generation. It is a generational gap, first of all, because a lot of the people he was running with ain't
dead or in jail.
A lot of them dead in jail.
That's what he said.
There's still connections, cousins, uncles, and shit. But
exactly.
These are young dudes. Like, you hear people trying to, even the rappers we know, the Bottles, that's just a different generation.
I thought it was weird. I seen little TJ saying I'm smoking on that Alpo pack. I'm like, boy, you was born in 2001.
Now I say that's where I will say, like,
shut the fuck up.
You gotta stay at a child's place at that point. You a grown ass man. I ain't talking shit, but you gotta stay out. That's real street beef, nigga. Like, let the old heads goddamn.
And first of all, don't nobody want to hear no rappers when y'all was quiet as fuck while he was out. When he died. All of a sudden, y'all got something to say?
And it was outside, man.
If that's the case, y'all younger niggas go out to the 6ix9ine the same way they went out there, you know, if it's that deep.
Yeah, I agree.
But like I said, I don't condone violence on nobody. None of that. I'm praying for his family that they can bury him. His son out here, and you know, that shit still hurt. You still got to think about the family, like, regardless if your pops was a snitch, like, hey, it's his pops.
Yeah, I mean, that's your pops. You ain't really trying to hear that shit. And plus, people got to understand.
But now they was under his post talking shit, and I was like, damn, nigga, I ain't got nothing to do with that, basically. I think that's the fucked up part about, like.
No. That's the fucked up part of the internet. But it's just like, bro, like, people got to understand. This is what I said, and people don't want to hear this. I didn't want to hear it, but you want to look at that Nipsey situation, you got to understand, just because a nigga might possibly be a snitch don't mean that this nigga's not a gangster. You feel me?
Oh, it's just part of the street.
These niggas are still dangerous. This nigga was still a cold-blooded murderer, and he survived prison for 25 years labeled as a snitch.
That nigga just ain't want to go to jail. You know, sometimes snitches just don't want to do all their time, so they gonna snitch. Nobody really wanna sit in jail for the rest of their life if they ain't got to. If there's a way out and you get put in that position, nigga, you gonna snitch. I'm not saying you, but I'm just saying, like, people in general, like, that right there, you got an 80% chance to snitch, and 20% of the niggas wanna sit in jail for the rest of their life being a real nigga, but now you're a real nigga behind bars by not snitching. So it's like you walking a thin line, my nigga.
Somebody had to tell him.
So
a lot of these niggas
had to
tell him.
Like, hey, man, let's move on. Hold on.
I done had the most handsomest boyfriend. Vaughn looked better than every rapper. I had that. Look what I dealt with. Come on now. Use your head, bitch. I'm not going back down that road. You know, I'm not dealing with nobody who I just feel like is gonna just like crash out and pass away. Like, that's stupid. I'm gonna go get the next lit cute rapper who's in beef and who's just like, nah.
Alright, so that was Asian Doll. And I feel like I get what she was trying to say, but I do also feel like it's shade.
How old is she?
I think she's in her lower 20s. I don't think she's over 25. I'll say that. She was talking to Instagram Live. She had a little bit more shit to say, like, but she's currently with Jack Boy. You know, that's Kodak's artist who he's beefing with right now. That sent a lot of people over the edge. And then today, she put out a snippet of a song where she was rapping, and she said, only exposing who I fucked with him twice. And people were saying, and it was one of NBA Youngboy's people who said that basically she was talking about NBA Youngboy. Allegedly, I don't know, this is a rumor, when Vaughn died, she was at NBA Youngboy's house. And allegedly, that's why he was fighting one of NBA Youngboy's artists. Because he basically she was fucking with NBA Youngboy. So allegedly, this whole thing happened over her. Now I don't know how true it is. I'm just saying this is what the internet is saying after she said that people are on her head.
Some detectives.
So my thing, I guess I'll say about Asian Doll, I just think that was a conversation you shouldn't have been having over Instagram. I think that was something you should have said. Like, you should, because my thing is, she used to say little shit like, I like niggas who got a couple bodies under their belt. And I like when my nigga fighting demons in his sleep. Like, he always fighting demons. And she was in O-Block. You know, she basically, don't say that the nigga crashed out. One, if possibly he crashed out over you. Two, if you condone the lifestyle. So I think that she fucked up it's fucked up for her to say that. And I think she shouldn't. I think that's a conversation you have. I get what she was trying to say. I think she was trying to say something like to the nature, like, you know, I've already been hurt because this nigga died on me or whatever. I still, a nigga I love died. And basically saying she don't want to go. She wouldn't try to go through that same cycle again. But I do think it's weird that you still dating, but you're dating Jack Boy.
That's just stupid.
You're dating Jack Boy. You said all that to be dating Jack Boy. I done seen videos of Jack Boy running from the police. All kind of crazy shit this nigga do. He got an extensive list just like, well, I don't know if he a serial killer, but yeah, he allegedly, got some shit.
Allegedly.
Yeah, what's y'all opinion on it?
She got a type. And she ain't gonna switch from that type, and that's about all I got.
She thinks she switched from the type.
It's like, why say that on the ground? These celebrities do their life for.
Yeah, did y'all see the shit she said? Cause she said that like she might talk about Vaughn at her wedding. Jack Boy understands her. Like she on some little Jada Pinkett shit.
That bitch tone deaf.
Like. She Jada Pinkett, bro. She said,
"Fuck it up."
She sucking the ghost of King Von D.
You cheat on a dead nigga.
How the fuck you cheating on your nigga with a dead nigga? Oh my god.
Y'all know what? We talk about people that got shot and killed and, you know, they old things. Know how to. It's only one off the top of my head that I know that's doing this shit right. That's Lori London.
I mean, she quiet. London is a grown adult. She's in her 30s.
She quiet. Jada grown.
But yeah, but we all realize Jada's throat off.
Is she?
Yes.
Or is she still in love?
Listen, she better get her shit again. But we'll leave her for her his man. I mean, my bad. Brittany Renner. Did y'all see the Brittany Renner academics?
So we doing the bitches ain't shit segment. She ain't shit either.
What did you think about the podcast?
Academics made a valid ass point, and she just
what was the point?
She was like your typical side chick.
He called her a side chick, basically, and she said, "How am I a side chick?"
He was nice to her. He said, just calling her a side chick.
She said, "How am I a side chick? Is it because I'm beautiful?" He said, "No, it's because basically you've allegedly dealt with rappers and athletes, and none of them have ever claimed you." And you wrote a whole book about it, like your relations with these people.
See, I put on a little cape, but I'll say this. When I seen on the clips, she wasn't PJ Washington's hot chick. He would claim the fuck out of her.
Yeah.
Right? So she's saying,
I think that's what they're trying to say. Like, he was trying to say, like, you were the side chick and you found a young boy to actually wife you up and cash you out.
But, like, she was on the come up when she was doing that. Like, she was on the come up. Like, and I'm saying, as you look at it as, like, a hustling mentality. Yeah, she was, according to the people, she was knocking down A-list niggas. Right? Or they would knock her, however you
and
look at it.
And they weren't claiming her.
Right. But she was on the come up. Now she popping. She wasn't as popping 2 years ago before the book. She was still known. You might have followed her, but she wasn't as popping. Now, she's talking, like, she's it, like, this idea that people don't claim hoes or don't claim sides. Mm-hmm. Nah, it's not true. They get wife. Like, this because that's the narrative. Oh, you'll never be more than that.
Those are the ones that get wifed.
How many of them that get tossed around? Like, not just publicly claimed. So you don't think now that Brittany Renner can't get somebody, y'all, it's crazy. Yeah. She can go find somebody that and be straight. I don't subscribe to that. And for her point, I don't know if it's true or not, but she was just saying she did hold it down when they were together, and for her reason, it didn't work out. And now she's, and I agree, it's smart. She's playing into that role. She's going to make little Instagram posts look like she's just out here trapping all these dudes, but that's part of the entertainment. It is. It's part of the game. Yeah. You got to read it. You got to look into it.
But you got to think, though, academics...
Your child ain't going to like it 20 years from now, but...
Academics calling her a side chick was... that was the probably the most respectful label he could have gave her.
I mean, who is she a side chick to, though? She was.
He can't even really say who she dated. That's the thing. But I do think she not gonna, what she not gonna sell me on is thinking that she didn't see him as like a good opportunity. Now, women alone always look at a man's thing. But I think where I go is like, all right, you dating this 20-year-old and you're 27, 28 years old. You're not gonna, she tried to say, well, my baby daddy talked to me. He told me that he wanted me off of birth control. We plan to have a baby, blah, 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 blah. My thing is, I don't know any other 28-year-old that's gonna be dating a 20-year-old man and let that nigga convince to get her pregnant. It's because he got the bread. He got the money. So I feel like you looked at it as like, not necessarily like on some gold digging shit, but at least you looked at it like, I can kind of like, nigga bag is secure, so I can do this with this nigga because his bag is secure and whatever, if the worst case scenario, this nigga gonna provide for me because of what he got. That's just what I think. I just didn't like the way she tried to flip that.
Why is that? That's 100% of a, like, that's
I don't think that that's a big that, issue, but I think it's just weird. Put it like this. If me and a girl my age think like that, or just we're around the same age, but you are dating a guy that's in college and you're a grown-ass woman, it's a little bit weird. That's all I'm saying. It looks a little weird for you. Don't make it seem like you're all the way. Put like this. I respected a lot of the things she said for the most part. 90% of her interview I fucked with. I just didn't like the way that she tried to make that sound. That's all I'm trying to say. Like, I think that there was still a little slippery slope in there where you was like, in the back of your head, you was like, shit, at least I'll come, you know, I'm going to still come up. Worst case scenario, I'm going to come up. She tried to make it sound like it was just 100% love. I don't think it's that. I mean, I can't prove it wrong, right? But
so I hear you.
It was definitely a financial agreement.
But I think any nigga girl fuck with going to think that, though.
You said what?
That's going to be in the back of any girl who fucking with a nigga with money. Like, if he... If he'd be like, yo, you know, I'm finna.
It's not about any girl though. It's about a 28-year-old being with a 20-year-old. A 20-year-old that's with a 28-year-old, and you let the 20-year-old man convince you to be, and then you turn around and the whole thing you're talking about, well, he's not good in relationships. He's not a good relationship guy. He's not this. He's not that. I mean, he's 20 fucking years old. What the fuck did you think? Yeah. I just felt like you
at 20.
Like, what the fuck did you think in this situation? So I just thought it was kind of, I thought she was kind of weird. Like, I'm not saying that, like,
75% of girls, you look at the Instagram post day one and look what they say when they break up.
Do you think most girls is willing to date a 20-year-old if they 28 and let them skeet up in her?
They got well, I guess that's your point.
I don't even know if it's necessary, even if they got the bag. I think a lot of people are gonna be like, damn, this nigga's still just 20 years old though. Like,
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Henry Ruggs. There's a lot of different ways to look at that shit.
Henry Ruggs.
Damn. Talk about fumbled the bag.
Fumbled his life, nigga. That's more than that.
Everything's
tragic, man.
Henry Ruggs. Where he left, a club or a bar or something?
I don't know where he left.
Henry Ruggs was driving down the interstate. That's the football. That's a wide receiver for the
Raiders.
For the Raiders.
Las Angeles. I mean, Las Vegas.
For the Las Vegas Raiders.
No, he's not. That's the... what's the... state... Las Vegas State. That's who he played for.
He played for the Las Vegas... He played for the Nevada... He played for the Nevada Raiders.
They cut him... Yeah, they cut...
So listen, he was driving on the interstate. He was originally going 156 miles an hour. Damn. He ended up impacting Tina Tintor, who was 23 years old, and she had her dog with her. He ended up impacting her at 127 miles per hour. He hit her so hard that her car burst into flames, and she was trapped. And basically, her and her dog were burnt alive, and they died. And of course, he's been dropped. The NFL always provides service for athletes who may be out and drunk. They provide a car service. So, I mean, yeah, what do we think about this situation?
Facts or cap? Actually, I'll say that after we talk. I think that shit is tragic, man. I think Henry Ruggs is 21 years old, 22 at the oldest.
Yeah, he's 22.
Second year was just starting to get his foot in.
Yeah, he was balling.
He's starting to be that deep threat, and it's like, I think he had his girlfriend in the car, and he just take a life like this, and 23 years old.
He passed out just from the scene of it, just watching it, like it. He was distraught, and it passed him out.
Yeah, you see, it's like
he saw his life is gone. It's gone.
It's a nightmare, man. And it's like he definitely. That's not. Unfortunately, that's not the first time an NFL player has killed somebody.
No,
drunk. I think
Stallworth.
Stallworth did it. Came back and played, but
no, that's a little different.
Do you think he gonna come back and play?
He was driving under the influence.
That man's gonna go to jail, bro.
Yeah,
that man's gonna go to jail.
Yeah, he's going to jail.
How long though?
How long? It depends.
I don't think he's doing like no major time because he's probably gonna do five. Hit him with a manslaughter.
He gonna do five.
I don't know, but that's just like that's my sister.
I think that he needs. I respect what David Carr said. I think he needs a friend. I feel bad for him, but I also obviously I feel bad for
the family.
Yeah, the family of Tina who died and the dog and everything. Like that was just a fucked up situation. I mean, I ain't gonna kick a man while it's down. It was a bonehead situation. I actually seen something yesterday that fucked me up, and it reminded me of this situation. It wasn't nowhere near as bad, but I seen a guy hit a pedestrian yesterday. I don't know if she survived or not. I was fucked up about that shit. Fucked up my day. I was supposed to be going to the gym.
I know somebody personally right now that's in the hospital because they got hit on Terra Boulevard. Like
it's crazy.
Like and they just waiting to see if he gonna pull it through. So like
it's crazy
when you hit somebody. Like damn. Like
I think it's one thing to hit somebody and be an accident. It's another for it to be reckless driving. To be driving 156 miles per hour. There's
no excuse.
Never no point.
No excuse.
For you to be driving that fast.
Unless you're a race car driver or you on somebody's track and you driving in a controlled area, there's no reason.
Yeah. So.
Facts or cap, do anybody in his circle bear any responsibility for it? So you alluded to that the NFL has driver service. But if you're the man in the circle, all right, we don't know what his thing is, but like. Does anybody in circle, any so-called closest friend, bear responsibility?
Yeah, no. I think those people follow him and stuff.
I would say that they
all failed him, but at the same time,
why?
He holds the most responsibility for him.
Only say no because there have been times
he was his there's been times was twice the legal limit too.
Right, but I'm just saying there's been times with us out or friends we know. And there's no way you could talk somebody out of doing something. They grown.
Oh, so, I don't agree with that.
I
don't agree with that.
It depends. It depends on the situation. If they already got their keys and they in their car, you'd be like, no, you can't go. You can't go.
If y'all was
and
they all out together.
No, but I'm saying, it only takes a split second for you to have your keys and run to your car, get in and go.
Listen.
Like, you can't. We wasn't there to see the whole thing happen. Like, there's been times, shit, me myself, y'all niggas say, oh, you don't drive, don't drive. No. I'm just saying,
increment yourself anyway.
But I'm saying, I actually, but y'all niggas have stopped me enough to pull me over to where I could stop. But all it takes is, I'm going to the bathroom, right?
Yeah. And you're gone.
And you gone. And there's nothing you can do. Like,
his girlfriend was in the car with him.
Let's say not his girl. Let's say, for example, they went out on a date, right? And they got turned there by themselves. Like, how there's nobody there to stop him. Like you can't, your friends can't control, like y'all, you talking about a scenario, y'all both where your friends are there, y'all out together and you just have to leave. What I'm saying is, well, they could have been by themselves. I can't, I'm not.
The know. Scenario sounded like he was with his friends and his friends were in another car, he was in another car.
Oh, I didn't hear none of that.
He was with his, and his girlfriend was in the car with him. His girlfriend was in the car with him.
Because when they crashed, they said a witness came after. Nobody was there with them.
No, his girlfriend, if you watch the video, his
he was in the car with his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I'm saying he had nobody else there. There was nobody following him. Or like
that. So his girlfriend had two choices.
Going 156 miles an hour.
She really she has two choices, right? Let's say she's in the car. She might not have realized at that point how drunk he was until he got in the car. What's she going to do? Jump out?
My question is, I'm talking about his girlfriend. I'm talking about a nigga that be like, he might take care of. Niggas that he might bring out to hood, bring out of where he from. But I'm saying,
listen, only tell a drunk
friend. So I get what you're saying. You're basically saying, like, can they even say anything to him to do that? At the end of the day,
you should.
If something happens, you're partly responsible for that.
Let him down.
Yes, they let him.
I don't see how.
I feel like
if they weren't there,
I give him most of the blame. But if it's a scenario like how I interpreted it, where it was like he was with his friends and they left a bar or a club or something like that.
Yeah,
and then
I agree with that.
Got there. He was in the car with his girlfriend and he was driving all reckless and he did that.
Brandon,
me as a friend,
well, I agree.
Me as a friend, I would feel. Some responsibility for that.
What I'm saying,
because maybe I should have paid more attention.
No. I would definitely feel.
So what I'm saying.
I agree. All I'm saying is I can see a scenario to where it could be different.
Of course,
I agree with both of y'all. What I'm saying is, what if the friend not there? Let's say they were by themselves. Do you still feel responsible though?
What do you mean if they were by themselves?
Let's say we all went out, right, and everybody else left first.
No, that's not what I'm asking.
You just.
If they just, because how we know they could have been by themselves. So my question, because I seen somebody say, "Oh, his circle let him down." If they weren't there, I can't. I'm not 24/7 security surveillance. That man,
yeah,
I
no,
I'm friends. Go and then he make.
Well, you know, choice. People always, you know, when people when it's death man, and it's always how certain how situations. People let him down. Remember when King Von died? Oh, his friends let him down. It's just like, man, sometimes some things are inevitable. So, yes, I think there's a scenario in this situation where it could have been an inevitable situation for his friends. They couldn't have did whatever. They couldn't have did it, you know? Now, if it's going how I interpret it, then, yes, I do think that the friends should feel partly responsible. But at the end of the day, that's his fault. That's his fault.
Because I'd much rather y'all niggas call the police and be like, hey, he right here. Or this the tag number. We're going to follow him until you get there because we can't control him. If that's the only way to get y'all to get me to sit down, that ain't snitching. That's y'all looking out for my life.
I think it's like, hey, you're a millionaire. You have so many options. But he's 22. You might not want somebody all, like, you feel that you can.
He free. He was feeling himself, man. I just came from the club. I stunned it. I felt good. Well, and then I'm in my, I don't know, but it's obviously a sports car that can go 156 miles an hour. So he was in that shit. He was feeling it. Life good. 22 years old. Want to do some dumb shit. And one slip up can fuck you up. So I think that at this point, he needs to just focus on his life. And football is pretty much done.
I don't think he's done for.
Don't think about getting back into football right now.
Not right now, but I think...
I don't know if he can ever play again, bro. I think it's a different time. Dante Stallworth played. I think it's just a different time, brother. And like, any team that picks him up, the outrage, like, are you willing to be behind that?
This is going
to
sound crazy, but like...
Unless you're Dallas Cowboys or some shit.
It don't make it no... Oh, shit. It don't make it no better. The dog was in there.
Like, you got, what?
I ain't going to lie. The dog made it worse. The dog made it worse.
This is like a... It's like... It's just making it worse.
That's them people love their dogs, man.
Hey, bro, it's the gay people than the animals.
Yeah. It's like,
them the top two.
The family gonna be alright, people gonna be alright, but the fact is the dogs gonna have a whole... It's a whole other community out there.
You know what? That's what's gonna keep them out to come back in the league.
That might...
Yeah, now that I think about it, that's what's gonna keep
them out. Because, like, at the end of the day, this town, you run sub 4-3-4. Like, that's come gonna on, get man. You a look. And I don't think he gonna lose that in 2 years or 3 years.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I don't think nobody take a chance on it.
Before we get to what's the scenario, bro, you know this Aaron Rodgers, Kyrie Irving thing going on right now? Yeah. Explain it. Why I gotta go pee. Explain it for us.
Oh, shit. I'm some of it. Well, let's see. So we all know Kyrie Irving. He's unvaccinated, and the New York state law say you can't gather without being vaccinated. So that's why he can't play home games for Brooklyn. Apparently, Aaron Rodgers caught COVID.
Okay.
And he's out this week against the Kansas City Chiefs. But he's unvaccinated. It just came out he's unvaccinated.
Right.
So now people are saying, I believe, someone had to fact check me on this, that it was some misconstrued whether he was vaccinated or not. So so a lot of the argument is, or the debate is, how come Aaron Rodgers isn't receiving the same kind of criticism for being irresponsible or whatever, or being unselfish, or being selfish, just to say, like Kyrie is.
To me, it's like the NFL is a little different than the NBA right now. It's not mandatory that you have these rules. Wasn't set in place for at that time for that state, also for the NFL. At the time, I don't know I don't think there's a huge vaccine policy in the NFL right now.
Like there is, though.
Okay, nah. I don't think it is.
Nah. So you want did you break down what the issue really was? Like what the issue was with Aaron Rodgers?
You can recap it.
So Aaron Rodgers, he lied to the media
saying that he was vaccinated.
Now there's other players in the league that aren't vaccinated, but if you're not vaccinated, like you have to wear a mask around the media, you have to do certain things. Aaron Rodgers straight up lied to the media when they asked him, and he's been walking around with no mask, nothing.
He's been highly responsible.
He's been acting as if that he is
above the law.
Like he's above it, and he's been walking around as if he's been vaccinated under those rules.
So the criticism I was saying, the comparison is, why isn't he being criticized as much as Kyrie was?
They was on Stephen A. Because Stephen A. was basically calling that nigga dumb. He was calling Kyrie dumb, all kind of shit.
And what Kyrie did is not worse. Aaron's did was worse.
I was confused at first, and I'm like, but then when I found out he lied, he should be suspended.
He should be suspended. He should, like, what he did.
Yeah.
But he lied to the media. He lied to the NFL. That's two different
things. I seen that he lied to the media. I don't know what the thing of the NFL. I don't know if there's an investigation or anything.
He didn't lie to the NFL. Maybe not.
They asked him in an interview, Is he vaccinated? And he kind of worked around and said, I'm immunized or something like that.
Yeah.
Wisconsin
ain't a state. So let's just say.
It's not about that he's not vaccinated. That's not a problem. No,
the problem is that he lied.
Yes.
But does he have to say that? Because he's in Wisconsin, he technically doesn't have to say that.
I mean, it's the NFL up. Has their own policies. It's not about, is he in Wisconsin? It's about NFL having their own policies.
Like you said, you have to wear a mask. Look what happened to Cam Newton. It was right. It was so stringent that he couldn't follow it, that they had to cut him. It's like, bro, he's not worth it. Like, if you catch it or you get a positive test, right, or a false positive, you got to quarantine that much longer as opposed to if you have the vaccine. One or two positive tests, 2 days.
Like I said, I didn't know the...
Yeah, there's little rules in it. Even it's like, yeah, you don't have to be vaccinated, but you make it that much harder.
But you know what makes...
You can expose the whole quarterback room, the coaches, all that
shit. You know what makes this shit even worse? Devontae Adams last week had COVID. Some other receivers on there had COVID. He throws the ball to these niggas.
Coughing on the ball or whatever. You know, he put the
so
whole,
this
put
shit, all, we don't know if he never, even, he might have slid out and not had, you know, he might have got a test that was negative because he got tested before they did, or he maybe didn't have, he skipped out on the test. Yeah. He could have had that shit last week, and we know how many players got that shit.
My thing is like,
but just lying, period, that's fucked up.
Left field, bro. Does he have symptoms? Does anybody know that? If he has symptoms?
I don't know.
Let's say, just for my argument, he don't have symptoms. If I'm the NFL, if I'm the Packers, bro, ain't no way Aaron Rodgers is getting a positive test. You playing. Fuck that.
That's why I think he played that Thursday night game. That's why he played that Thursday game.
This is major business. Like, NFL loses so much interest.
So you're saying he should have played?
I'm saying if I'm the NFL, I'm doing whatever I got to do to make sure he played. Handle that shit discretionally. Like, privately. And you'll deal with...
You're saying, like, act like you hurt.
No, what I'm saying is, for some players, if they not sick...
So you're saying send them out there, I'm good. You're saying send them out there with the COVID.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying that.
That's wild.
I'm saying if I
get why you said it, because he's the quarterback.
Bro, you only missing a game or two, bro. It's not like you saying it like as if he's missing like mad games. You only miss a game or two, he'd be all right.
That's millions of dollars every time.
Man, listen. If it backfires, do you know what type of shit you in?
You're damn right.
It's not worth the risk, bro. For him to miss a game. For Aaron Rodgers to miss one game, you're willing to put your reputation as on the line.
Does Aaron Rodgers look like a nigga that cares about his reputation?
He's going to get hurt. He can miss one game.
Ain't that hard of faith.
Has Aaron Rodgers ever missed a game? Yeah. So it's like, bro, the league is going to continue. You ain't going to miss that. But you're not. Aaron Rodgers ain't. You're it's not going to put a dent in your pocket as a league if he misses a game.
I'm not just speaking about Aaron Rodgers. I'm talking about any major player should be out.
Nah, I think if you got COVID, nigga, you need to sit your ass down. The fuck? That sound crazy. You telling me that these niggas, but a lot of should go out there on the field and then get other players sick. So if another player dies and then they are able to track it to this, like this player was sick and they knew and let them play. Do you know the type of lawsuit that they would get? You ain't thinking about the consequences that come with that type of shit.
I am. They'll deal with it.
Nigga, I'll sue the fucking pants off the league,
they
nigga.
They do everything else.
You crazy. Yeah,
why niggas ain't been sued? They been sued now.
Yeah, but this is a little different, my boy.
I get what Kazani's trying to say from a business standpoint.
I don't even think that's a good business practice.
I'm not saying it was good. I'm just saying.
What I'm saying is, okay, they put Aaron Rodgers out there, right? Knowing that he got it. All it takes is for the person who tested him to know that Aaron Rodgers got it. So now let's say that it spreads and it goes to somebody and they fucking kid get it and the kid die. And then the person comes out saying, like, I know that the league has purposely been, I've tested at this, in this stadium, in this stadium, and that they let these people, they let certain players still play after testing positive. You rather them do that? You don't think that would come back and the fucking media storm on that? The money that they lose, all that type of shit, would be crazy.
I agree with that. But when he said been through worse, I got one person's name, and we can go to what's the scenario. Ben Roethlisberger.
I mean, but we talking about, but that's not something.
Yeah.
That's not.
His shit just gets swept under the rug, and we keep it moving.
That ain't feel bit too worse. What are you dealing with?
Listen.
$1 billion.
I'm not saying this.
The thing is,
one meter outrage.
So listen,
is not gonna stop.
While I understand the difference between that is that the league literally is the ones covering up this particular thing. Like, go out there and do it. The Ben Roethlisberger thing, we all knew that happened. I think that just comes along with how the media portrays a white person versus like how other people, if they catch those type of charges. Like the way that they did Kobe, they killed him, right? But Ben Roethlisberger, I think that has something to do with being white. I don't think that's necessarily like the NFL problem. I think that was just a problem with just media, I would say in general. I think if I sit here, concussions is not worse than that. The concussions is not worse than that.
You talking about lawsuits. You know how much money they got to pay for that concussion?
Yeah, but that came after. There wasn't no thing before that. Like, these players was catching concussions, and it's not like they were lying or covering up shit.
They were lying.
What they covered up. What they covered up.
They knew how bad the damage was. What do you think they said? You
knew how bad the damage was, but it wasn't like there was something that, like, where was there, like, something in the contract, like, what's going on?
They were sued because they were covering up the information that the doctors were telling them. You see the Will Smith movie?
Well, then that's terrible, then.
That's my point.
It's terrible.
They do anything for business, whereas...
But you're saying that you think that they should deliberately... You think they should do shit like that. That's what you're saying.
I'm saying...
You think that they should deliberately throw players...
I'm not saying he's a green.
I'm not
saying...
That's what he said. He said that's what he would do.
No, I'm saying... I might have said that.
That's exactly what you said.
What I'm saying is... I wouldn't be shocked. I might be surprised that the NFL ain't considered that. That's what I'm saying.
That's not what you said.
That's all I'm saying.
If that's what you're clarifying it to, then okay, I understand that.
Why you gotta throw me under the bus?
That's why I thought it sounded wild.
But
that's what I'm saying.
You're talking about me saying that, like, I'm Roger Goodell. What I am saying is that The NFL has a history of covering.
Yeah, I do agree that the NFL has done crooked shit. What I was saying strictly off of what you initially said, and you were basically saying if it was you, you would basically do that, and that's why I was just like, nah, that's fucked up. That's all I was saying.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Don't do that. Like I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying if you do that, the risk. I think that. And even with this concussion shit, like, I hate to keep saying this, but times are different. I think the way that the internet is structured right now, bro, I'm not saying it's going to be the fall of the NFL, but I just don't think that that type of situation is worth it when you could just sit a player out for one game. That's all I'm saying. You sit Aaron Rodgers out for a game. You talking about, oh, you could lose millions. So the fuck what? Aaron Rodgers could sprain his wrist right now and not be able to play for three games, and the season's still going to continue.
Caught. So the fuck what?
You said what?
That's how I feel like they get caught.
So do you feel that way or not? Because now you keep changing it up.
I feel the exact same way. They would not care that much. It wouldn't be as big a deal as you make it seem. As the times have changed, the media outrage. If one kid died from COVID, oh my god!
I think if they can link it back to the fact that y'all are ignoring blatant failed tests, then that's where it becomes an issue. That's all I'm saying. I think it's going to be a really big issue.
But yeah, every like concussion was a huge issue. They got over it.
The thing about concussions, I've already said about concussions. I think the thing is, it was kind of just, it was new to the media, new to the fans. Like, not necessarily like, we all know players get concussions, but as far as the research that we have now and everything, like, they came at the time, like, we didn't know, as fans, we didn't know how disturbing that the concussions and shit were. We're all educated in present day as to what this disease can do to people. That's all I'm saying.
Disagree 100%. But God, we good. I think it's the exact same. It's a parallel. All
right. All right. Fuck, so it's time for that. Fuck. Here we go, yo. Say what? What's the scenario?
Hey, you don't know the vaccine. We good. COVID's too new to it.
Never mind, because I was trying to help you out, bro. But you keep talking.
I'll fuck with you. I feel strong in mine. Let's just move it on.
The debate is it a good idea or not? That's really what it is.
I think it's a terrible idea.
Horrible.
All right. So, your son is about to graduate high school. He's the top recruit in the country, and he's destined to go to the league, right? The problem is he just did a hit and run, and he came home.
Damn, that sounds familiar.
The police come to the door and ask who's driving. Would you take the charge for your son? Mind you, you are financially comfortable.
A hit and run?
A hit and run. Let's say that it can fuck up your son's future, basically.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Do you have any other kids?
Explain different type of ways.
If I ain't got no other kids, I'm going to take the charge for my son. More than likely. I'll say that. Like, more than likely. You D1, that's me. I did that. Yeah, you got your whole life, you know. If I got other kids, what's the... Randy Moss lost scholarship, man. He still had a Hall of Fame career. So, I was like, I need to know my options. What's the hit and run? Like, what kind of charge you do? You probably gonna lose your scholarship.
That's just a little different.
But, did the person die?
Nobody died. It's a hit and run. You kept it moving, though. They got your car.
Oh, man. I'm going to take that charge then. What jail time you going to do for hit and run? In that case, especially because I was thinking.
But you got to understand, maybe it can cause you to lose your job.
You're right.
The number one.
Or like you said, you might have other kids. Years.
And I'm financially secure, though, in that scenario. So, like, because at first I was like, man, if it's something little, he can deal with that himself. But if it's something little and I could just put it on me, you don't have to worry about any of that. So, yeah. Either way, if it's something where I have to do time, I'm going to do it. But if it's something little, I'm going to do it. Most scenario, I'm going to do it. Because I don't see...
Is a hit and run little?
Depending on what happened in a hit and run.
Depending on what happened in a hit and run. John Jones did a hit and run with a pregnant lady. Didn't do any jail time. So, it was like...
I'm
going to take the charge.
My stance is a little different. It's my kids. Like, I don't even need to. You could take the D1 scholarship out of it for me.
No, hell no. I ain't doing shit for no ain't shit kid.
Yeah, and I ain't gonna say it's gonna be an A shit kid for no reason.
You go to ACDC. Nah, nigga, you think you better take that job?
Fuck out of here, boy.
What's wrong with you? This nigga D1.
He can go to the league.
I get that. I'm just saying,
Ricky. I'm saying that charge, dumb boy. Fuck, I'm gonna charge for you. Used to that shit. I'm gonna write you.
It's not a.
Nah, you dead ass. And I agree with that.
I don't know. My kids, though, they do some shit like that. You got one. You do some shit like that, you got one time. I just can't have my kids going through the goddamn system like that. Like, I'm going to take your shit if I feel like you one of them kids that was like, damn, you just made a mistake. This ain't my kid that this the fourth, fifth time he done did some shit in the law. Like, if I know you really just one night you did some shit, you got nervous, you ran, you explained it to me, you frantic. I might take that and tell you, look, this your one pass. And when I get out, I'm just going to have to do what I got to do to take care of my kids and my family. But I'm not going to let my kids sit. If there's a way I can take a charge from my kids, then I'm just going to take it.
So,
to me, that scenario is easy.
I think you got to look at it like this. No, I don't think it's easy.
And that's
because we disagree.
Let me say this. Especially if you got other kids.
That changes it.
But I also think your charge as an adult could be more severe than him being charged as a child.
But that's just going to follow him.
Also, if I know that he takes this charge that he did, it also could just be like, listen, son, this is, and I'm not saying I'm going to do this. This is just my thinking. Son, you might not have that D1 scholarship, but you might have to go, you might have to take the long way. You might have to take the long way, but you the number one recruit in the country. These folks are going to keep an eye out for you. If you're the number one recruit in the country, when Cam Newton was at Florida and he got kicked out, right? He went and played JUCO, and what happened? He won a chip. They sent him back up there.
For every success story, you'll have a failure.
Yeah. I mean, listen.
But my thing
there's always a chance.
Every single recruit
success story that went through the heart from Randy Moss to Cam Newton. You can look at rivals, and you can look at all these number one recruits. They go to Alabama. They not even go JUCO. That start off at number one recruits, and it's on YouTube all the time.
But
and
the only thing I'm saying is that
it makes it harder.
At the end of the day, you still got the leverage.
But bro, as a father, let's say your kid, you're not going to take the hit and run charge for your kid?
Even on some regular shit? No.
No, I'm saying, like, fuck the D1 part of it. Like, that's not
nigga, even... you made your bed. Lay in it. Jeez. So what am I teaching you if I'm taking your fucking charge? What's going to happen? What happened with Aaron Hernandez? He went through college. And I'm not saying that my son's going to be a serial killer. But he went through college. The whole time, everybody took care of this nigga. And it taught him that he could get away with shit.
But to me, that's the double sword. I can not take the charge, right? And let him take it, and he go down the wrong path. That could fuck up his mental.
I don't think that's gonna fuck up his mental.
See, I don't get it. Why is it if I take the charge, you're gonna be a serial killer? Not saying you said that, but
I didn't say you're gonna be a serial killer, bro.
I just said not saying you said that. What you're saying it could lead to a path.
What I'm
where
saying
you
is
you don't take responsibility.
I can answer that.
And what I'm saying is, why if I take it for you, it can lead to a path where it's a second chance.
And I can answer this.
But you got to know your kid.
I can answer. Let me answer. He asked. If you're the number one recruit in the country, you did a hit and run, you're going to get another opportunity somewhere. That's a fact. Nobody's not going to fuck with you. Whatever opportunity you take, whatever opportunity you get, you got to just get it out the mud. That's my advice to my kid. It is what it is. You got to talk to your kid. You made this bet. You're responsible for this. I got a wife. I got other kids. So you telling me I provide for my family. You're telling me I need to take this charge where I could most likely lose everything. Yes, I'm financially comfortable. That doesn't mean that I can just afford to just not work.
What you going to lose with it?
So, son, you can still do what you do. There's players who have done worse.
So, you're going to lose everything. He not?
Huh?
You're going to lose everything for taking a hit and run
trial. I don't think he loses everything. I just don't think that he gets that D1 scholarship possibly. He can still go somewhere and play football. That's what I'm trying to say. He still has an opportunity, and you have to thrive, and you have to really be focused in that opportunity. But what if I'm supposed to stop and not... So I'm supposed to take this charge. I could possibly lose my job. What if I'm a fucking truck driver or some shit, and now I can't fucking drive, and that's how I made my living. That's how I made my money. Nigga, and I got kids.
You got a year. That nigga going to the league.
You don't know that, nigga.
Yeah, you don't know that he can make it up going to...
Yeah, but you made that decision. I'm saying you still have a shot. That's all I'm saying. You still have a shot. It was never guaranteed you going to the league.
But what if it's... What if it was
never guaranteed?
Bro, let's just take the D1 part out of it. Let's just say it's your kid that you know, just honestly, good kid all around. They made one mistake.
Nigga, you fucked up. All right. You fucked up.
I disagree. I think...
I'm supposed to just... So if my kid get in a car accident and decides to keep going... And come home like I fucked up. I'm supposed to sit here and take the charge and lose everything I got. And you're a kid, and let's say you're not even an athlete. You don't have, like, you're just a regular kid. I'm supposed to take the charge.
That's my brother Ricky.
Nah, son, listen. We gotta be responsible for our actions, son.
Regular kid.
I'm just saying, like, you got. I'm not trying to make
scenarios where it's like I'm gonna make a choice. There's always a choice, but in that scenario, Ricky was a good kid. And
I don't think that none of these... I'm not saying that the nigga's a bad kid.
I'm not saying you said. What I'm saying is I feel like in Brandon's sense, you made a bad decision. I don't want this decision to possibly jeopardize all what he got going for him. If I can take that for you and you stay on that
right path. Yeah, but in the meantime, when you go to college, I still got to provide for other people.
We're going to figure that out, man. Nah. Like, that's a hit and run.
Son,
like
you're going to get for a hit and run. Son, you're just going to get a smack on the wrist.
I may get a smack on the wrist.
What if it's a scenario where I might lose my job and this is how I make my money? Well, then this is what I do.
Well, in that case, then I might not be able to do it. But if it's something where I can take a risk, if I got family, I may do it, I may not. For a nigga at D1? Shit.
Listen,
The number one recruit, the player.
You can still go, son. Jeez. Son, you just got it. What you got to do is you got to grind. You got to get out of the mud, son. I got other mouths to feed, bro. I can't think about a year or two from now. Because if you go to, let's say you go to a JUCO, that's a whole other year on there.
What if it was
your
daughter?
Two on there.
What if it's your daughter?
You got to wait to three. What?
You gonna send your daughter to jail?
I'm not sending her to jail, nigga. She did the crime, nigga. How I'm sending her to jail, nigga? She did the fucking crime.
I see.
Nigga, you talking about? I'm gonna send her to jail. She did the crime, nigga.
You did it. You were gonna let her go to jail.
I can't help the fact that you did the fucking crime. The police coming to get you, nigga.
All right, that's all I need to know.
More than likely, I'm gonna take the charge.
I'm not taking the charge for people when I got a family to provide for. I got shit to do, bro. Like, I get it, but now I'm supposed to be sitting here. We just supposed to be living in fucking poverty, losing everything. You got it good. I got to worry about other kids. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. That's like, how I
hear you.
We just
agree to disagree on that.
Risk losing property. You don't have to necessarily live in property.
Listen.
Take a case.
I got to take what I got to do what I got to do. I didn't tell you to hit and run. If we ever talked, when I talk to you about driving, nigga, I would never tell you to fucking hit and run. I would tell you to call me, nigga. You decided to do that. There's consequences for your actions. You have to do that. It is what it is. I don't know. I don't even know what the situation is at the fucking scene of the hit and run. You might have killed a bitch. You don't know because you left. And now I got to take the fucking charge? Hell no. Y'all done got me fucked up. So.
No more recruit.
Cutting Sticky has had beef with Lil Terry for 6 months. Lil Terry said that the hands is on sight when he see him. Sticky catches Terry one day at Walmart. And Terry has his 7-year-old son with him. Should Sticky give Terry a pass? Or fuck it, handle his business?
Can you read that one more time?
My bad.
Cousin Sticky had beef with Lil Terry for 6 months. Lil Terry said that the hands is on sight when he see him. So basically Sticky, he sees him. Terry don't see him. Right?
Yeah.
But he catches Terry. Terry's at Walmart with his 7-year-old son. Like in the parking lot. Should Sticky give Terry a pass? Or should he say fuck it and handle his business?
You gonna beat me in front of my son?
Basically,
hey man.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is this question in the sense of the rule or what
It's your advice, moral standpoint.
The advice I would give to Sticky in that situation.
Yeah, your moral standpoint.
I'll do both. And me, if I was giving advice to Sticky, I'd be like, man, probably find a way to get that man to pass, or don't, you shouldn't do it in front of his son, right? Because that could just lead to more problems. But, in reality, man, somebody says on site, and it's like us, and you like you living that life. You, that might be a time to make an example out of the nigga. Like at that point, so he know it's serious, because it's like, will he spare you like that? Like you need to be, you might need to be on the offense at that point. So, you know, I wouldn't sell you to do it, but in the grand scheme of things, that might be the best option. So that nigga tell you that, and he's been like that for 6 months. You don't know what type of time he on. You do that there, it might set an example.
Yeah,
I think with me, I still live by the old school rules, whereas
wife and kids,
women and children, you don't do that shit in front of none of them. So it's like, hey, bro, I see you. I'm gonna see you again, and that's it. Like that's just me personally. Like unless you did some shit to me in front of my kids or my family together, it's going to be another opportunity where I'm going to catch it. But is Sticky wrong if he chose to do that? No.
What Kendrick say? I've been stomped out in front of my mom. I just, like, before we go, I just feel like you play a dangerous game when you try to guess the morality of your op.
I don't think it's right or wrong. Like, if you chose to do that, hey, there's nothing wrong with that. But me personally,
yeah,
I'm gonna see you again.
That's how I feel. Actually, I just said that.
I'm gonna see you again.
I feel the same way. I don't think I'd have did it, but at the same time, if nigga said it's on site, and you decide to move on site because you feel like maybe this nigga would have did that shit to you, then that's just what come with it, and it is what it is. So you gotta be, test your morals in this situation. It is what it is.
I don't think it's just morally. Well, I guess that is moral. If it's to the point where I say it's on site and it's like that, I ain't really worried about where we see you. We at church, you at your kids, you at your newborn. Like, well, it is what it is. Like, it's on site.
Yeah.
Like that. To me, if somebody says on site, that means I have such a deep problem with you. I'm not. Fuck morals. My objective is to see you.
Fact.
So, I don't mean I'm going to touch your child. Yeah. I'm going to touch you. We'll be all right.
Yeah, but this child jump in, what you going to do? Hey, bro, I got one.
Oh, go ahead.
I need some names. Give me a name, bro.
Julian. Richard.
And Julian and Michelle. They're a couple, right?
But
Julian homeboy show up to the crib Sunday night, Saints versus Falcons game, right? Michelle don't go upstairs. She don't leave the room. She said, hey, and she proceeds to sit down while y'all having God time and y'all talking. Mm-hmm. She don't leave the room.
Okay.
Julian later approached her and was like, hey, I kind of felt that was disrespectful. My friends was here and you didn't leave the room.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of the facts of Cowboy scenario.
Yeah. Be great.
Should she have left the room when her friends came, when his friends walked into their house?
I need to know two things. Was this Saints Falcons game and Julian homeboy planned? Yes. Or he just, so she knew he was coming?
Yeah.
And second thing,
she ain't had like no relations with the homeboy or nothing, has she?
No, not even like they just around. Like, it's like your friends come over.
They should be.
Should the woman leave the room when your friends come over?
Let's see. It depends.
We can make it faster, Cap.
It depends. I ain't the right answer to that because it depends.
No.
I just seen this floating around.
Should they leave the room? I mean, I get the question. I think it's a valid question because some people feel like, man. It depends because I'm going to say Cap, right? Should they leave the room? Are they obligated to leave the room? No. Is it wise that they leave the room? Is it in the best interest? I think, yeah. In most scenarios, so sometimes in relationships, like me and my girl might be friends with my homeboys. So they got inside, well, inside jokes. You know what I'm saying? They cool enough. They got a rapport where we always hang out. I'm always with my girl. This is the homeboy who girlfriend's always with him. So if I go to his house, I'm cool. He, you know, his girl gonna be there. There's other people where it's like, I only know him through y'all being in a relationship, but I don't before. So we chilling, we drinking. I'm just chilling with my niggas, man. I spend time with you. Can't just chill with my friends. So it might be wise. So you just sitting there being awkward or whatever, whatever. You know, that's why I say it depends on case by case scenario. In general, it's cap because that girl lived there. So she probably pay bills. Like, how you gonna tell her to get up? But she don't watch football. She don't talk to nobody. She just sitting there and it being awkward. Why you like go away?
Yeah, I think it's just a situation where you should read the room. So if you know that, like, basically, like, if you can tell that it's an uncomfortable situation or it ain't just, you know, like it just doesn't seem like people are really enjoying the situation, then if she don't realize it, then it's up to you to be like, hey, listen, you know, we want to just have some, you know, we kind of like, it's kind of fellas time, you know, you should let them know. But at the same time, if it's like if your girl is sociable and you know that it doesn't, like, you got to know how your girl is around people, like, you know, just the relationships. Like, if it's a situation where she's sociable and they just, I'm not obligating you, but come on now, like, you know that this ain't really your scene anyway, so.
You just here being nosy.
Yeah, like, that's just it. Like, I just think that, you know. I just think both people need to read the room. I don't think I can't tell somebody what to do, but like you should be smart enough to know the situation.
All right, but I got a facts and cap.
All right, be great.
Facts and cap. Should club promoters stop doing 21 and over for men and 18 and under women? I mean 18 and under for women at clubs because it's predatory behavior. Facts or cap?
I guess I'll say cap. I never really thought about it like that. I never really thought about it like that. I mean, like, because I'm thinking like a 21-year-old and an 18-year-old. That's not really a big deal. But I just feel like if it's a club, I just feel like an 18-year-old is going. What if they outside of a club at a gas station? You think an 18-year-old going to fuck with a 26-year-old or something? Like, is that predatory? I don't think it's predatory. I think, like, what? Like, people be throwing around predatory, like, predators and shit. Like, niggas was calling Brittany Renner a predator. Like, I don't think she's a predator.
At least she was on a college campus and not a high school campus.
I don't think she's a predator. Like, that's just a weird situation. I don't really know what to say to that situation. No, I think I'm just comfortable with an 18-year-old a girl being in the club, and I'm 21, I'm 22.
I'm thinking with that. That's on facts, man. Like, just keep it uniform. Why is 21 for them and 18 for them? Why?
Control. You want more women in the club than men.
The only time I really heard of that is at a strip club. Like, and if you're 18, you can work in the strip club.
They used to do this shit, like, keep different.
Keep it the same age, man.
So you think it's facts?
I'm going to keep it the same age. For the reasons, I don't know the reason. You saying for control, more women. Hey, man, yeah. There's some truth to that. Some truth to that. Like, what you,
I don't even know. He tried his best to make an answer for that shit. I was like, that's what I would have sounded like. I ain't even gonna attempt that one. I don't know.
You might have stumped us with that. I guess.
All right, go ahead.
Facts of cap. Hold on. Facts of cap. I'll say that. If you're an athlete, let me say this. If you're a facts of cap, should an athlete bear any criticism for their spouse or their parents or their sibling for posting criticism of their teammates?
OBJ.
Facts of cap. Should an athlete bear any criticism for their spouse, brother, cousin, mother, father, posting criticism of their teammate?
Cap.
Explain it. Why?
I feel like everybody has their own login, their own whatever to their social media. Whatever they post, that's their opinion. You're not always going to agree with what your family say. So why should I have to take the burden of what my family say just because I'm the millionaire and I'm the star and they're just somebody that they think that's speaking for me? No, they're speaking how they feel. If they speaking on how they feel, then fuck it.
So we all play.
Let me get this next. Let me get this next.
I'm even going to answer. I'm just saying. So we all play for a team of Hawks. My wife says, damn, this nigga Brandon can't shoot. He always taking up shots.
That's on me and her. If I respond, I'm responding to her. It ain't got shit to do with you. Now, if you get mad, insert yourself into it, so then that's on you. So I'm speaking to her. I'm responding to that comment.
I'm gonna say what you about to say. I know what you're trying to say.
Go ahead.
Man, and I learned this from Shannon. I learned this from Shannon Sharp. Shannon Sharp always says that he has a talk with his friends and family and whatnot when he was an athlete, saying don't speak on certain things. Don't do like this because the team, from the team aspect, they're going to think that you go home and you pillow talk to your wife. That's what you're saying about a situation. Like how you said about a wife saying something. The team is going to think, oh, this is what this nigga really feel like. But he just go home and tell his wife that. You feel me? That's how they look at it. So do I think that it can be a little bit unfair? Yeah, but I also think it can be fair. You're not going to tell me that OBJ didn't go home to his dad and be like, damn, man, this nigga keep fucking missing me wide the fuck open. He keep doing
nigga,
this.
It's safe. It's
see
proof.
How frustrated you are.
It's proof.
So if your what I'm saying is you posted it. Now, I think he also used his dad to get the fuck out of there by doing that. We've seen him do it. So it's a mixed reaction with that. So I do think that your family should probably shut the fuck up. You shouldn't be speaking to your family about shit. I think that it is fair in a sense that if your family crosses the line and they say some shit, that they can look at you like.
They can look, but I can't be held responsible for somebody. Nigga, you have that one family member that's gonna speak their mind.
We
you
do have that. We understand that, like, but that's just what come with it. That's what come with it.
But should I be held responsible? See, responsible.
You saying you have an issue with her, so you gonna go address a man's wife?
See, that's where I was.
You gonna go address a man's wife?
You address me, I commented back. So, I didn't say it had to be disrespectful. There's a way you should.
If Kelly said some shit about me, and we were on the same basketball team, and she tweeted about me, I'm coming to you. I'm not coming to your wife. You wouldn't feel comfortable me coming to your wife. You would feel comfortable me coming to you, and I'm gonna tell you, hey, listen. In the politest type of way, I'm going to tell you, put a muzzle on your wife.
My thing is this, right? I agree with Brandon.
It should not be
responsible for what somebody
says. I agree with that, too. Should be like that. Should.
But, and this is where my caveat is. This is just me. I don't think everybody thinks this way. Is the criticism fair? Dude, this nigga really sucks? This nigga really can't shoot? Or is it unfair? That's where I draw the line. Not whether or not I think I did it.
Why, if Aisha Curry says some shit
that's like makes sense, like this nigga Draymond needs to stop shooting threes or if somebody said this nigga Ben Simmons needs to shoot more.
So look at it like this.
Fair.
It's all
I'm
circumstantial
not mad at Joel
too.
Embiid.
It's all circumstantial.
It's
too.
All circumstantial.
Because
if I'm the player, right, and Brandon's wife says something criticizing me, and that shit true, right? I'm not going to get mad at Brandon Earl's wife. I'm going to treat it like a fan.
Yeah.
I'm going to treat it like a fan, like a blogger, like a Skip Bayless. It's not a distraction to me because his wife's saying that. Now, if she says something I think is, like, not true, like if I'm the quarterback and he's the wide receiver and he's running the wrong routes, and his wife's saying, this nigga can't hit this nigga forever, then I'm going to have a problem with it. That's the only time I'm gonna have a problem with it. If I feel the criticism is true. Now, somebody might say it doesn't matter. Like you brought up the point, you gonna think that's his thoughts, the media, whatever. Me personally, if I feel like the criticism is fair. So if I'm Baker Mayfield, if you missing that nigga, why the fuck you mad at Odell's dad?
Yeah.
Why? Because he's pointing out some truth? No, he should have gone on that podium and said,
I don't even think that was, and I know that's not necessarily this situation we're talking about, but I don't even think that Baker, that was a Browns organizational thing. Yeah, so I just think that that's where that could go. Like,
if I'm Baker, I'm be like, man, I need to be better. Like, yeah. Like winning cures all. Like, no, you won't. Right. If Odell was having a bad year, we wouldn't see this. So it's just like, when you're in a losing culture, you got to take responsibility of what comes with it.
All right, let's knock out one more real quick.
Facts of cap. We all talk about Chris Brown, like the only nigga that can beat him is Usher, or some people don't even believe that. My question is, I started an opponent for him for Versus. I want to hear y'all thoughts. 20 songs. Who's going to be victorious? Chris Brown or Bruno Mars? Facts of cap. Can Chris 20? Brown... get Bruno Mars 20? Out there for 20 tracks.
Easy.
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 Bruno got 20 songs that can go up against Chris Brown?
So, if, to be clear, Versus the first to 11 wins, right?
You think Bruno Mars has 11? That's going to beat Chris Brown? I'm asking you.
I think.
Go ahead, Josh.
I think that's a good matchup. I still think Chris Brown wins. But I think it's a really good matchup. Also, because Bruno can also perform. But, you know, Chris Brown, he's going to do all the stunts, the flips and shit. But you got Bruno Mars going to come out here dancing like James Brown and, you know, Prince and all kind of shit. Like, he's talented. He's going to sing. He's going to, you know, the songs hit. He has the hits. He has 11 hits. But I think it's not just about 11 hits. If you have 9 terrible losses, people not gonna pay attention to 11 hits.
See, that's where I struggle with. I'm looking at the math. Yeah, it doesn't matter. I don't give a fuck if I skip 9 songs.
Like, if you're getting your ass whooped on those 9, but if the 11 are good, but maybe a couple may be debatable.
I feel like Bruno...
Does he have 11 clear-cut hits?
I think Bruno has like 6 or 7.
He does. I'm looking at it right now.
Has like 6 or 7 where Chris Brown is going to be like, yo, can I beat them? Because Chris Brown might have 9 point... Like Bruno might got like 10 out of 10
songs. So you're saying it's going to be like 4 to 5 of them that just up for...
Hey, I changed my answer. It's not going to be easy. But Chris Brown's going to win. I had to go back and look.
Bro,
I
did. Bruno got some mega hits.
You include his features?
Mega hits, where it's like Chris Brown got the thing that Chris Brown has, he has so many. But when you start...
He got to pick the right ones.
You got to pick the right one. When you start shrinking what you can go to, now it's like, okay, it's Take Me Down bigger. It's With You bigger. Is you got the man, the stick, mighty fine. Is that bigger? Can't think of the name of the song. Is that bigger than the shit Bruno Mars is performing in the Super Bowl? Is that bigger than Beautiful Girl?
Hey, listen, man.
Shit might get dark if this nigga come out with
Chris Brown can lose that. Chris Brown can lose it easily. I'm not going to say
he can lose it by playing the wrong song. But I guess play the right 11.
If I expect Chris Brown to pick the perfect selection, I think he wins. But we know how Versus goes.
There's no room for error in that matchup.
This is actually a good matchup.
That might be the best. Once I went back, hey, that's the perfect matchup.
I'm listening to Bruno, I'm like, just think I hits.
We putting this clip out.
There's no room for error in that one.
Hey, man. I think
the disrespect, I take it back. The easy is gone.
Hey, man, I like that. I like that. We're going to wrap it up on that. Hey, man, we out. Episode 68. We out, baby. Bloop.